insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our program again. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
We were discussing verse 91. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we explained in the previous session, tells us that in the continuation of these verses that are telling the Prophet why these people should not be expected to believe in the faith. The wrongdoings and the negative characteristics that exist in Bani Israel are explained in these verses. The previous verses, from when that first started until this verse, is also the continuation of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the beginning of this verse that we explained in the previous session that وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, and when they are told, آمنوا بما أنزل الله, believe in what Allah has sent down. قالوا, they say, نؤمنوا بما أنزل علينا, we believe, they say, we believe in what was sent down to us. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ويكفرون بما وراءه, and they disbelieve what is beside it. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ, though that is the truth confirming what is with them. What was revealed to them was the Torah. They said, we believe in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yeah, and they didn't believe in anything besides that, although that was the truth, the Holy Quran, it is the truth, and it's confirming what they have with them, and that's a sign that this is actually from God as well, but they rejected that. يَكْفُرُونَ, okay, they disbelieved it, they rejected that. Now, they claim that we do believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. They just said, we believe in what was sent down to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges that. قُلْ, say to them, فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you believed in what was sent down to you, then why would you kill the prophets of Allah formerly in the past, should you be faithful? If you're faithful, then why did you kill the prophets? It is interesting that, as was mentioned in the previous verses, in what was revealed to them, part of what they are claiming here that they believe in was the coming of such a prophet. And we were told in history too, we know that they were telling people, they actually came there because they knew a prophet was coming in that region. They were told that. They supposedly believed in it. So part of what they are claiming they believe in was that they believe in the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that was part of their faith. And also the other prophets beforehand. But now, you know, they're not accepting it. And they say, oh, we believe in what was sent down to us. What you're claiming God has revealed to you, we don't believe in it. Allah says, well, if you believe in what you're claiming, then why did you kill the prophets in the past? Those same prophets that you were told will be coming, you killed them. Is killing prophets something that your faith would tell you to do? Following that, in a few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues this process of telling, look, if you believe, if as Bani Israel, as a tribe, as people, as children of Israel, as children of Ya'qub, if you believe, then why did you do what you've done? Why do you have in your record what you've done in the past? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remind them again the things that they've done to show that, no, they didn't believe. And it's interesting that many of the points that are mentioned here are practical points, okay? He said, we believe. Belief is something in the heart, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, if you believe, then why did you kill the prophets? That's an issue in practice. So in other words, what that tells us is that one cannot claim they believe if they're not practicing what God has said. Those two are, they come together. Those two come together. That, you know, you believe and you practice. Belief without practice is not full belief, brothers and sisters. We've got to know that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, why did you kill the prophets if you believe? In verse 92, the continuation of other points that, you know, show that you don't really believe is, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Certainly, Moses brought you manifest proofs. We explained in the previous verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the many, many different signs that were revealed or that were given to Prophet Musa that showed that he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all of that, after seeing all of that and being given the commandments from Prophet Musa, after seeing that, when the Prophet left them, they started believing in, says, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. But then you took upon the calf in his absence. You disbelieved in that completely. This is worse than the previous. The previous case was, you know, something in practice that would not conform with having faith. This is actually completely losing faith. Okay, even at the level of the heart, saying, you know, and completely rejecting what one has believed in, which was the monotheism and belief in God, and that there's no Lord but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instead they started worshipping the calf. So if you believed in it, it says, well, Moses brought you all those proofs, then you took up the calf in his absence. You started worshipping that one, tum zalimun, and you were wrongdoers. That was so how can you claim that as Bani Israel, as a tribe, you believed in God? You believed in the message that was revealed to you. Another example of that, in verse 93, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ. And when we took, another reminder, and when we took covenant with you and raised the mount above you. Okay, we had a similar statement mentioned in previous verses. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ. We said that the pledge or the oath was taken from them that they would practice what was revealed to them, and to show them and make it crystal clear that this is something from God and they need to abide by what is revealed to them. It says the mountain was raised above their heads and they were told that if this does not happen, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the power to destroy or throw down this whole mountain on you. So that pledge was taken from them to do what? خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Hold on with power to what we have given you. وَاسْمَعُوا. And listen. Listen to what God has revealed to you. It says this is what we did, but what did they do? قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. They said, we hear and disobey. I want to remind the listeners that in verse 63 and 64, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had talked about this oath that was taken from them. It didn't mention that they said, we, you know, the wording was a little different. It said there that we took that oath from them and we told them that you need to take what was given to you with power and remember that which is in it, so that you may be God-wary. And then it said, then after that you turned away. Okay, practically, it's saying that these people turned away. Seemingly, when the oath was presented to them, they took that and they pledged and they swore that they were going to be abiding by these laws. But then practically, they turned away from that. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying that, you know, we presented this oath and we told them that they should listen, their reply was this. They said, we hear, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا, we hear, وَعَصَيْنَا, and disobey. Now, remember that these verses, the context in which this verse is mentioned is a little different than the previous time that the verse was mentioned. Previously, when the verse was mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the special blessings that were given to them. The blessing was that they were given these laws. Then, what happened, they practically did not apply them, they didn't abide by those laws. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing why the Prophet, you know, he's showing the, and he's trying to emphasize the negative practices or the negative traits in Bani Israel that would cause the Prophet not to be expecting them to actually believe in his message. All right. So when this is the case, and this is the context, and that's trying to be emphasized, as a reply to that oath, instead of saying even, literally or even in words, actually, without saying that they've actually accepted that, instead of saying that they accepted it and then they rejected it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes this point of their rejection by saying that at that point when they were presented with this, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, they said, we hear and disobey. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, وَعَصَيْنَا is not something they said, apparently. According to the other verses, what we understand, it wasn't that when they were presented and وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ طُورِ, they were shown the mountain, that God has the power of trembling down the mountain and throwing it on you, that they turned back and said, no, we don't want to accept it. And apparently they did accept the oath there, but practically they rejected it. That practical rejection is mentioned in this verse in this manner, that in replying to that oath that was presented to them, that they should take that oath, instead of accepting it, they said, we hear, but we disobey. Okay, this is a practical disobedience. It's not that they said, actually, we disobey. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the Holy Quran correctly. And inshallah, in the following session, we'll be able to explain the rest of this verse. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.